Court. Well, the biggest challenges are still ahead for the caretaker Prime Minister, but 5 months after taking office, the public is more than happy with his performance. A September poll carried out by the STEM polling agency suggests that 44% of Czechs trust the government, with the Prime Minister himself enjoying as much as 83% public support. Pavla Horáková spoke to the head of STEM, Jan Hartl, and asked him to explain what lies behind the approval.
In a way, we can speak of a carte blanche which our government received in a situation when they did not have sufficient time to prove that they are competent. I think it's derived out of the general political situation that our last government and the governments before and the leaders of the big parties were not able to talk to each other to address crucial topics and issues, and our political scene was more or less defined by personal hostilities. The present government seems to be able to negotiate across political parties, and their support is more or less an expression of a hope that they may be more targeted to important issues such as coping with economic and financial global crisis.
Do you think that public opinion may change significantly now that the government faces another 6 or more months in office?
It's highly probable, and it would be a result of the fact that they would have to go through unpopular economizing measures, and they would have to prove their skills in solving political conflicts, such as the case around Lisbon Treaty, and it's very likely that they would lose some of their popularity points, but still they have a very, very good position to start with.
The last caretaker cabinet of Prime Minister Tošovský 11 years ago enjoyed similar public support. Why do Czechs seem to like caretaker cabinets?
This is a result of the fact that political parties are not valued very high. The percentage of people who think that the parties are doing their jobs in the right way is only around 20%. And it seems that the public would appreciate more consensus, more cooperation, and more focused policies on important issues.
The head of the STEM polling agency, Jan Hartl,